The Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro is remaking itself for the 2016 Olympics, but not just the tourist hotspots. It's also the hillside slums called favelas that have been long racked by want and despair. The city's new focus has changed the look and feel of Rio's poorest neighborhoods. NPR's Juan Ferrero begins his report in one of them.
Police radios crackle in Providencia, a warren of cinder block homes and narrow walkways where drugs and violence were common. But these days, it's just routine chatter, all safe on a bright sunny day. And a Rio advertising company is leading a tour for its employees and representatives of other companies. Among those who've come to the favela is Juani Lotar. He's 30 and is there for the first time.
In the past, we hear how unsafe was this place, and now we are walking around. Now we feel that the favelas is being really integrated to our city.
Just 2 years ago, Rio's favelas, hundreds of irregular communities built chock-a-block on the city's steep hills, were in the grip of drug traffickers. Then the police employed a new strategy, says Captain Glauco Schorst, commander here in Providencia.
Antigamente, nós entrávamos na comunidade.
We used to come in, do an operation, then leave, says Schorst. Now, the captain says, the police for the first time set up stations in the favelas. With better security came a range of city services for the first time. And workers are repairing roads and improving the water delivery system. But it's not just the government showing interest. Milene Costa is taking welding classes from an oil company that's come in to train favela residents. There were few opportunities for those who lived here, Costa says. We were seen as people who couldn't be counted on. Perhaps the greatest barrier to incorporating the favelas into the rest of Rio are the people of Rio themselves, the Cariocas. Americans and Europeans, in contrast, are often drawn to the favelas by the music and art life. Jason Scott, a 26-year-old from Colorado, is doing his graduate research in a favela called Vigigal. Many of his Brazilian friends react with concern when they hear where he is.
The first thing they say is, watch out, you know, be careful there. People have lived in Rio all their life looking at Vigigal and have never set foot in it.
But even that may be changing. On a recent day, as music boomed from speakers, Hersani Reis gave a tour of the biggest favela of them all, Rosinha. Motorcycles weave along its streets, food stalls and vendors selling pirated movies take up all available free space. But the tourists this day were all Brazilians, and they were clearly fascinated, and perhaps a little wary. Reis, though, said Rosinha shouldn't be feared, that it could also be admired.
Here they live as a big family. The way of life is completely different from our life outside. In our life, sometimes we don't know our neighbor.
And with that, Reis rounded a corner and continued with her tour. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.